Welcome to Visual Studio ALM Rangers Build Customization Guidance video series. Video number 1, Build and Local Deploy. Visual Studio opened and now we connect to the local instance of Team Foundation server which runs on the same machine. We select the default collection and the Rangers demo team project. By connecting to it, the Team Explorer window automatically opens. By double-clicking on Source Control, it opens the Source Control Explorer. Now we see that the team project is empty and it's not mapped to any local folder. So, let's start by mapping to a local folder, a local path like C Rangers Demo. And we already created a drop folder which will be very useful for building. And now we create a new folder named Workspace Rangers Demo. Here is useless because we just map from the root and say yes to get in sync the local folder with the source control. Now we start by giving a minimum of structure to that by creating a folder that we name main, which will host the main trunk of our sources, and the sources folder which will host our solution and projects. And now we can check in all this stuff, going to the pending changes window. The window asks us for a comment and we type here something useful like initial version control structure and press the check-in button. Now we have an initial structure for our project. Now we will create a simple web application that we will use for these demos. File New Project, we select ASP.NET MVC2 application. We give a name here to the simple MVC application and select a path like C Rangers Demo or space main sources. We let the flag check it for creating the directory and adding the solution to source control. Let's say OK, and the window will let us create also a test project, and we will call this test BEV test, which stands for build validation tests, because they will be run during the builds. In a short moment, the solution explorer will be in the foreground and show that the new solution has been created. Let's go to the property of this project and we see that it is a .NET Framework 4 project. Also, the MVC project is a .NET Framework 4 application. We add two new solution configurations that will be used by the team build and the config transform. Build configuration manager, we have the debug configuration by default, and we add new, and here we type something like test, which stands for integration test, because we will have a virtual machine that represents the integration test, and the settings will be copied from debug. Similarly, we add another configuration which is named Q&A, which stands for quality assurance, and the settings of those are copied from release. The build configuration we have just created are used by some config transform. Right now, under the web config, we only two transforms, web.debug and web.release. So, by right-clicking on the web config file, we have the add config transforms that will add the two missing files. In the main file, we will add an app settings set section and in the other files, we will add a transform that will add an environment key to the app settings section with different values describing the environment for which the config file is transformed. So for the debug configuration we have the developer environment. For the Q&A configuration we have the quality acceptance, quality assurance environment. For the release configuration we have the production environment, and finally for the test settings we have the test environment, the integration test environment. Now we have defined all the transforms, we have to add some code to our application in order to show this value we have in our configuration files. So we change the message here and say welcome to ASP.NET MVC on, followed by the name of the environment. So plus system.configuration.configuration manager.appsettings and the same key we added to the configuration file, so environment, and we have done. With this last change we save everything and check in the new code. We go to the pending changes, as usual we add a comment, created new ASP.NET MVC application, sorry for the type, simple MVC app, and press the check-in button. Before deploying the application in other environments, we will do a trial deploy on localhost. It represents our developer environment. We open IIS Manager of the local machine and navigate to the sites, and we see that a dev01 internal contoso.com has already been created, but in the content view we see that nothing has been deployed. Let's go back to Visual Studio. Make sure that the build configuration for the whole solution is debug, which is aimed toward the developer environment. Now, going to the build menu, we find the publish voice. In this window, we set the deploy parameters. We give to this profile a name. We select the publish method, which is using the web deploy that is installed with Visual Studio on the local machine. Type the URL of the server, in this case is localhost. The site is the same site that we have already seen in IIS Manager, that is dev01.internal.contoso.com. We see that we have no way of specifying some credential for localhost. So let's press publish. The publish started and succeeded. If we take a look at the output window, we see that the publish started and succeeded. Let's go to IIS Manager and take a look at what's in dev01.internal.contoso.com by refreshing, switching to content view. We see that the files are deployed now. So browse to this website. You see the URL on the browser. And after some seconds we will see the homepage of our new site. The homepage, you see, shows the developer tag which has been set into the web config and has been inserted through the config transform. We can move to the next topic. Close the browser.